I was just reflecting on what I just said about that sort of that text voice dynamic. One of the things that's interesting about text is when you're writing it, you're in a moment where you can rewind the tape. You know, you can go back, 20 seconds and be sure that what is written there was exactly what you wrote 20 seconds ago. It's like, I think one of the things I was thinking, you know, I'd forgotten something just as I came on to talk to you about it. And I got off after having talked to you. And I was sitting here thinking, what was it I was trying to think of? And I was like mentally scanning through the tape in my head, you know, looking for that memory. And there was this wonderful moment where I realized, oh, there's no fucking memory here. It's just blankness. And I'm just running the tape back and forth going, where was that idea? I can't find it anymore. And I suddenly came into a moment and I was like, whoa, this feels like just like meditation. You know, like you're just trying to, you're pulling the tape around and you're sort of like trying not to focus on what the tape's on. You're just like letting that all flow past without attention to it. And I think one of the things that text is very like is like that moment where it's like you're very consciously minded and words are blaring out in your voice and you're very connected to the idea that this idea is mine and I am this person having this idea, and it's a very clear idea. And then it reminded me of like Plato had talked about the idea that when text came along, he said, you know, there'll be this idea. That now we have text, we won't be able to remember anything. I heard Jason Silver, who's somebody I equally love and hate, and he quoted Plato saying this, and he quoted it as if it was some sort of evangelical Christian saying technology is going to ruin everything. And it's like, you know, he quoted it in such a dismissive way, and it's like, that guy was Plato, dude. It's like, you know, I don't know if you know Jason Silver. Jason Silver does these kind of quote-unquote inspirational videos where he kind of states other people's ideas in an enthusiastic manner in order to, like, kind of somehow gloat onto their philosophy. And I enjoy him because he expresses some good ideas, but none of them are his. You could say that about his conversation. But sort of that sense of, like, the fact that guy was saying that was a ridiculous idea that Plato had, it's like, it's very hard to tell whether Plato was wrong or right, because the state of our memories at present, we assume, has always been a state of the memories of people all the time. But people forget that, like, there was an oral tradition of the Iliad, you know? People memorized the Iliad and spoke it to each other, you know? It's something that had been passed down for a long time. Now, it's hard to know whether the Iliad changed during that time, before it was written down. But equally, the story had remained. Something had remained. You know, the strength of the Iliad is obviously still there. And maybe there was an improvement through the passing and copying of information. The idea of, like, you know, I think now we regard the imperfect transmission of a message as being faulty because, you know, like when a computer imperfectly transmits a message, it loses data. You know, computers very rarely play you a song, and because the impression is bad, make it sound better. Although, you could argue that, I used to love the sound of 32K MP3s. But, like, humans, on the other hand, when a human imperfectly transmits a story, sometimes they add to that story. You know, sometimes there's a growth in that story. A succinctness develops through the retelling of a story and the retransmission. You know, the salient points become more and more condensed until you get these oral missions of like jokes which have been going on for centuries, which are just like sparse 10-word jokes, but they're really funny. Anyway, that's just an idea. I'll talk to you later.